Lecture 33, Highland Mesoamerican Civilization.
Now we move to the Mesoamerican highlands. In the last lecture, we surveyed Olmec states and then Maya civilization, which collapsed in the southern lowlands of the Yucatan around AD 900. Now we'll go up on the plateau and look at the civilizations which developed there in the first millennium BC. We begin in the valley of Oaxaca, and we trace the development of the state of Monte Alban from growing village settlements in the early Christian era. Next, we'll describe the great city of Teotihuacan, which dominated the Valley of Mexico from AD 200 to 650. We'll describe how its markets attracted merchants from highlands and lowlands, and we'll discuss the importance of the city as a place of pilgrimage. Then we'll examine the political vacuum after Teotihuacan's fall and the brief rule of the Toltecs. Finally, we'll tell the story of the Aztecs, who rose from complete obscurity to become the masters of Mesoamerica in two dizzying centuries, only to fall before Spanish conquistadors who ended ancient Mesoamerican civilization in 1521 AD. Again, the theme here is interconnectedness. And then there's a second theme again, that of volatility. Rise, fall, rapid collapse of states which even only a century before had been flourishing at the height of their powers. This feature of volatility of Mesoamerican civilization. In the previous lecture, we stressed how Mesoamerican societies were interdependent, flourishing as they did in a wide diversity of environments. The appearance of larger settlements at higher elevations, like the Valley of Oaxaca and the Basin of Mexico, was closely connected to the development of long-distance trade with the lowlands. In volcanic glass, obsidian, used for mirrors, tropical bird feathers, and the sharp spines from stingrays from the Gulf of Mexico used for ceremonial bloodletting, an essential part of Mesoamerican ritual. The warm, semi-arid Valley of Oaxaca is the home of the modern-day Zapotec people. It's a place where in the past water could be found close to the surface. The valley prospered. By 2000 BC, the valley supported numerous small farming villages. And as local populations rose, larger communities appeared, and trading with the lowlands expanded rapidly, especially with the Olmec. Olmec pottery and other ritual objects appear between 1150 and 650 BC. And this was part of this process whereby many parts of the highlands and lowlands of Mesoamerica were now linked by common religious beliefs, even if local deities and cults varied considerably. As I said in the previous lecture, the influence of Olmec was enormous. In 400 BC, just as Maya civilization was beginning to emerge in the same way from small chiefdoms, at least seven small chiefdoms flourished in the valley of Oaxaca. One of these, Monte Alban, soon achieved dominance. By this time, the elite of Oaxaca may have aspired to the status of chiefs, like those on the lowlands. They adopted this iconography of the jaguar and the iconography of a feathered serpent with eagle's claws and feathers, a deity and the cult which now linked people in the highlands and lowlands alike. The feathered serpent, Quetzalcoatl. Larger centers also appeared elsewhere in the highlands at about this time. Caltelco, in the Valley of Mexico, began life as a large village in 1300 BC.